WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Former Vice President Mike Pence getting ready to throw his hat into the presidential ring. He's expected to announce his candidacy in Iowa next week, and a day after former Governor Chris Christie is slated to launch his bid in New Hampshire. The list of GOP candidates is growing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is already campaigning in Iowa and stepping up attacks on former President Trump. ABC's Jonathan Carl is on the trail.
Most of the Iowa Republicans who came to see DeSantis were still undecided about who to support, but almost all of them we spoke to here said they were looking for someone other than Trump.
The debt ceiling bill will go up for a vote tonight in the House. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy and President Biden both expressing optimism that they can get the 218 needed to pass the bill, despite criticism from both sides of the aisle. The president today hosted a briefing of FEMA and emergency response officials on preparations for the Atlantic hurricane season, which starts tomorrow. This is ABC News. NATO foreign ministers are in Oslo, the war in Ukraine, and expanding the alliance at the top of the talks.
Among the topics discussed, Sweden's delayed entry into the club. Bjorn Olaf Knudsen from the Norwegian Defense Research Establishment.
It's out of Sweden's control because it's in Turkey's and Hungary's hands now. But I think that the Biden administration will push the Turks on this issue.
The general view is Turkey may be willing to play ball if it receives upgraded F-16 fighter jets from the U.S. very soon. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Hundreds of tech insiders urging the regulation of AI. Here's ABC's Trevor Ault.
It's just a one-sentence statement, but it goes far beyond just saying AI could be dangerous. It says mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war.
Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. A group of Republican lawmakers introducing a bill to change Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. It increases the penalty for performing an abortion and specifies which medical procedures would be allowed to save a pregnant woman's life. Attorney General Josh Call and a group of doctors are suing to overturn the 1849 ban. They say a 1985 law allowing abortions up to the point of viability takes precedence. The case is expected to come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Summer in Wisconsin means pavement buckling season. The Department of Transportation warning drivers about high heat over the next few days, which makes conditions perfect for pavement to expand and buckle. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Brewers last night by a score of 7-2. I'm Jay Natnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much greater than me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this one a Whitey Bitch Voice Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I don't mean
Crudy,
you.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Happy hump day to you, Evan, working the board, our fair audience. Great to be with everyone. Why is today a Whiny Bitch Voice Wednesday?
Well, before I get to that, let me tell you, we got a friend joining us a little bit later this hour. Ebon, don't forget to send our buddy Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct. Never a whiny bitch voice on that band. Matt Flynn joining us at 4:30 just to shoot the you-know-what, talk some politics here with the Devil's Advocates.
Love it. Very direct, that Matt Flynn.
He is. Often. Quite direct. And, Dom, we do have news. Congressman Glenn Grothman, great state of Wisconsin, has embarrassed himself. He's embarrassed Wisconsin. Hell, he even embarrassed his mama. We'll get to that in just a minute. But I've been doing a Ron DeSantis voice. You know, we've got friends that listen quite often. We hope you all do at least a couple hours a day. You know, give us 2 hours and then, you know, any other product. Just a little taste of that. Spread around the love, if you know what I'm saying. But we got our radio friend Hassel, and he gets frustrated when I do a Ron DeSantis voice, but I haven't really crafted it yet. Not in the same petulant way I do the rigged. The Trump voice, right? Or even a Bernie. You've got a few voices
right.
I've done through years.
Have you been putting some time into this now? Have you been working on this? The Ron
Virtually
DeSantis?
Minutes. I got minutes invested in the Ron DeSantis voice. I'm thinking, what is it? What is it about the timbre, the quality of Ron DeSantis' voice that makes this man so particularly unappealing to most voters, most human beings, I would
say. Why aren't other Republicans doing what you're doing in Florida? And I say they are doing it. And they say, where? I say they're doing it in Iowa. And in fact, I was here in March and someone kind of took note and they're like, man, look all the stuff Iowa's doing.
Someone? You got a little Brady going on there, man.
He does have a little Peter Brady, but I'm not really looking to break and crack my voice with frequency, although I might work that in. But in my opinion, Ron DeSantis has a gratingly whiny bitch voice. So in deference to my radio friend and oftentimes listener, Hassel, and shout out to Mama Annalise as well. Not Glenn's mama, but Hassel's mama, Annalise. Shout out. I have been crafting the DeSantis voice, because otherwise I give him the Crudy voice. And the Crudy voice, far too sexy for that.
I mean, you can only take so much.
You know, I just do my inflection, my super stellar thing. Well, then I like lifted up the Ron DeSantis.
Oh, I see. I mean, this is something not to be trifled with, Crudy. I mean, you are a professional. You've been speaking in front of a mic since college.
More or
less. I mean, don't try this at home, kids.
No, no. They don't give everyone around here a radio show. So, also, and I realize we're a Wisconsin-based product, but I got to mention, I think the Ron DeSantis voice is going to have a limited shelf life. I do analogize, I parallel the candidacy of Ron DeSantis with that of the wanker, Scott Walker, the former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin. Of course, he was a awful presidential candidate. But
are you kidding me? He was leading the pack at one point.
Sort of. We saw him at the Iowa Freedom Summit, the Citizens United sponsored event in Des Moines, Iowa. And the participants jumped in the race, or at least they flirted earlier in that cycle. Because in January, I mean, Scott Walker was the belle of the ball.
Oh, yeah.
He took off that sport coat and he walked around that podium. Oh, man.
Rolled up his sleeves and came out to some Dropkick Murphys who literally hate him.
And literally had the conservative Christians in Iowa all a flutter. Too big shot to come to the 9x8 spin room.
It was not a big room.
I mean, I've been in jail cells that are bigger than the spin room was in Des Moines, Iowa that day. Donald Trump, he came to the spin room. You questioned the man. But anyways, here's the point. Scott Walker was a big shot until he declared his candidacy. Until you really got a full dose of Scott Walker when he was just, you know, when it was just the projection of what you thought Scott Walker would be.
Right. Hey, what, who's that? What, who's that guy from Wisconsin? That's interesting.
Man, look at what he did. He reformed government by crashing the public sector unions, and he's got 100,000 people, and somehow he succeeded, and he lived down the recall, and he got reelected.
He must really be something.
He must really think he's something. Because since he went on the road, and let's not forget, he had the same sort of campaign finance breaking 527, our
American Revival.
Yes. And he stole the logo from the America's Best Sunglass Place. That's right. Remember, like, it was literally like a stolen logo sort of thing. This next time, because you know Scott Walker will eventually run for something. I'm thinking steal the Taco Bell logo. Yo, Carol.
Nah, come on, take Disney, because they don't care about trademark or copyright.
So Scott Walker declared in like July. And he was
after
out by
that January, that's stunning. So he rolled that wave, man. He let people, he gave people a taste. And then what, 6 months later, he finally officially declares, because he was running the whole time.
Well, he had the shadow campaign. He was on the road in Iowa for much of the year. And that's what Ron DeSantis is doing right now. Ron DeSantis, like in Cedar Rapids as we speak.
Or at today, least in Iowa.
That was his agenda. I got to assume he made it to all four whistle stops. And much like Scott Walker, and we've got a little coverage from NBC News, when Ron DeSantis shows up in Iowa, man, they must pack in like 100 people. He had like 100 people at his first whistle stop. And I got to tell you, Dom, and we've done a few live events, but if we went to a bar in Madison and we gave people a little bit of notice, said Devil's Advocates are coming to party, and we didn't have more than 100 people, I would quit the sport.
You'd be sad.
You know what I mean? If we said, hey, man, we're going out, come see us, we're going to have a good time.
Or like, hey, I'm running for president, and I know the Twitter thing didn't work out great, but come see me in Iowa. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. You get a full piece of what Ron DeSantis is all about.
Let me give you just a little taste of the Ron DeSantis. I've been working on this.
Oh, God.
The Associated Press. Ron DeSantis was making a four-stop blitz through Iowa during his first full day of presidential campaigning today, aiming for a personal connection with the voters while intensifying his criticism of former President Donald Trump. The Florida governor's first stop was the floor of the Port Neal Welding in Salix, a rural town near Sioux City, in the heart of the most Republican-heavy part of the state. So this is the deepest red of deep red Iowa, Dom. Lining the highway outside of the welding shop were metal structures, including a towering Jesus, a version of the Statue of Liberty, and the Minions. DeSantis talked up his efforts to push his state farther to the right, but he often barreled through his 30-minute speech in a workmanlike fashion. Is that what they call it? Left few pauses for applause. You know, he's never seen applause before, Dom.
Well, please, you're blasting through the script because you want to get on to the next stop. Way to really, you know, slow down and touch base and feel and hear the people of Iowa.
Connect with the voters. Dom DeSantis left few pauses for applause from the audience of a bit more than 100 people, some wearing caps bearing seed company logos, trying to position himself as the most formidable alternative. You got 100 at your first rally. You're the most formidable alternative to Trump. To Trump in a crowded Republican White House primary field, DeSantis didn't mention the former president by name in Salix, but he said the Bible emphasized the importance of being humble. That's why I'm always humble here on the greatest radio yeah, show ever, Dom.
Because God told you?
Something like that. Adding the country needed leaders who knew how to show humility. Yeah. Wait, here it comes. I've been working up to this.
All right. For Hustle.
The tired dogmas of the past are inadequate for a vibrant future. We have to look forward. We can't look backwards. We have to have courage to lead, and we must have the strength to win. I see that as sort of a whiny bitch voice.
That wasn't too bad.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Now, DeSantis later sat with his wife, Casey, among hydraulic lifts and long welding tables arrayed with assorted metal engine parts. The pair took no questions, Dom, but offered stories of their favorite drive-through chicken restaurant. You think it's Chick-fil-A?
Probably.
And their kids.
It was.
Including an incident involving permanent marker drawings on the bathroom walls of the governor's mansion. You're not going to get your deposit back. I was almost going to do the voice again, but this is another speaker, so Bev doesn't get the voice. They just seem very down to earth, says Bev Lesman, a 70-year-old retired teacher from Sioux City. After speaking, DeSantis walked through the audience, and Lesman wrapped her arms around DeSantis' neck and told the governor she could feel what seemed to be the governor's Christian devotion. She could feel it in her town. Oozing out of every pore. Like grease or sweater.
Don't say gay.
I told him we can't make others live it, but I appreciated how he expressed his faith. She said later, he replied, but we can model it, she said. We can model it. There was a connection, Lesman said. Any relation to Les Nessman? Buckeye NewsHawk Award winner?
What are we talking about?
Anyways, DeSantis, this barnstormed tour today, appearances in Council Bluff, Pella, and Cedar Rapids. Why are we not there? As he holds a string of early events in states where the caucuses kick off, I've perfected the whiny bitch Ron DeSantis voice. Just tell me how great I am when we come back. Also, how humble.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes.
Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 62. Southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 87. Lows level off around 61 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Temperatures well above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About to check outside the game.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the very direct Matt Flynn, joining us very soon, the bottom of this hour. That means 430 for you normal non-radio kind of people. Keep on listening. You can join us. Time in this segment, 844-967-2789. Dom, I think I did a great Ron DeSanctimonious.
You did an adequate Ron DeSantis.
Adequate is better than you've offered.
Oh, come on, man. I doubt it.
All right, let's hear you do your Glenn Grothman. And I would also point out to the callers, if you do a better Ron DeSanctimonious voice than yours truly, on the air, you got to call in, 844-967-2789. Better than mine. I got a pair of Brewers tickets for next Tuesday night against the Orioles, courtesy of our Brewers flagship, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support. Can't wait till EAA. I'll be up there. But Dom, what about the Grothman voice?
You want yes, let's get there. The embarrassment continues, Wisconsin. Let's start with this. The Washington Post reporting the news today. The bipartisan deal to suspend the debt ceiling and limit federal spending passed a crucial procedural test Wednesday afternoon in the House, keeping the agreement on track for Congress to avert a U.S. government default before Monday's deadline. The vote was 241 to 187 to approve a rule for floor debate on the deal. It cleared the way for the vote on the final passage Wednesday evening. Opposition to the deal between the House GOP and the White House is building among conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats, but leaders in both parties expect it to pass. GOP leadership aides say they believe the final vote will receive, quote, a majority of the majority, satisfying an informal Republican guideline against passing legislation mostly on the strength of Democratic support. So that's the background. That's where we're at right now. But Glenn Grothman, congressman from the state of Wisconsin, well, he was very upset about, you know, the lack of effort apparently by the Republicans to, you know, go after the poor people, as AlterNet reports. Brandon Gage, the right-wing Republican members of the United States House of Representatives, have drummed up an extensive list of excuses about why they oppose the deal struck by McCarthy and Biden to raise the debt ceiling. Latest example came from Glenn Grothman late Tuesday afternoon, when Grothman groused that the bill was too lenient towards economically disadvantaged Americans. And I cannot do the Grofman voice. Well, maybe hearing a little bit, you know, a little practice. So let's lay it on the people. Evan, I know you got this one quick and we appreciate it. Here is the embarrassment, another embarrassment from Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grofman on what the problems are.
But they left low-income housing untouched. I think as far as discouraging work and discouraging marriage, I think low-income housing is even a more dangerous program than the food stamps. So I'm including low-income housing in the mix of having work requirements. The amendment as drafted just includes Section 8 housing, which is an error on my part because there are other low-income housings as well. But that's what we have before us. I would appreciate it if you'd let that to the floor, because I don't think our team fought on the low-income housing front at all.
They left the low-income housing untouched, I think, as far as discouraging work and discouraging marriage. I think low-income housing is an even more dangerous program than the food stamps. Food stamps! Glenn Grofman, man, keeping the people down. Thank you. And talk about low-income housing. Didn't you live with your mom until, like, 2 months ago?
Dominic, you know what discourages marriage? Homelessness. Homelessness. And the attitudes and, of course, the looks of Glenn Grofman. I noticed.
Right.
For a guy that talks about the discouragement of marriage, he's really...
Not married, never been, as far as we know?
Confirmed bachelor for life, Glenn Grofman. And since he's a good Judeo-Christian man, Dom, I asked him if he ever chased a girl around the backseat of the, you know, his old man's Oldsmobile or whatever the case may be. And Glenn wouldn't answer. I'm going to take that as no.
No. Discouraging work. Discouraging marriage. That's low-income housing, apparently. And food stamps. Those very dangerous food stamps. Because, man, if you got food and housing, well, why would you possibly get married? And you're sure as hell not going to work, right, Glenn?
You know, it's awfully hard being poor. I've been poor. I was a poor-ass college kid.
It's expensive to be poor.
Oh, it's really expensive and time-consuming. Yeah. It takes more time when you're poor. Everything takes more time and more energy and a little more money. If you don't have a bank account, it costs money to go cash your check. You pay someone for the right to get the money you work for. And then, God forbid, you put in a checking account, and then you try to take some money out of the ATM machine, and they take a little more money out. And so on and so on. And if you ever bounce a check, of course, because you don't have enough money, well, then they really stick it to you.
They sure do. It's expensive to be poor.
844-967-2789. Thank God we chose the high-paying radio career that we've chosen, Dom, so we'll never have to experience for want. Jake from Milwaukee, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I want, Jake. What do you want?
Good. Wait, Dom works? I don't know.
Come on, man. It's work.
You know,
the hardest part of this job is not swearing at guys like you on the radio some days, Jake.
That's true.
Ow. Okay.
Well, I mean, not just you. Lots of people.
I just find it that, you know, Glenn Grofman has been living off my tax dollars and everyone else for I don't know how long and saving it, living with his mother. I mean, come on. I mean, he's not even, like, he's just a disgusting human being. But, you know, talk about, like, drama queen. I mean, Republicans are the biggest waste of taxpayer dollars ever. Period.
Well, you can save a lot of money living at home with mom, and you save a lot of money on food when she's making you the meatloaf. Ma, we want it.
Come back with us, the very direct Matt Flynn, our colleague in broadcast excellence.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Former Vice President Mike Pence getting ready to throw his hat into the presidential ring. He's expected to announce his candidacy in Iowa next week, and a day after former Governor Chris Christie is slated to launch his bid in New Hampshire. The list of GOP candidates is growing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is already campaigning in Iowa and stepping up attacks on former President Trump. ABC's Jonathan Carl is on the trail.
Most of the Iowa Republicans who came to see DeSantis were still undecided about who to support, but almost all of them we spoke to here said they were looking for someone other than Trump.
The debt ceiling bill will go up for a vote tonight in the House. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy and President Biden both expressing optimism that they can get the 218 needed to pass the bill, despite criticism from both sides of the aisle. The president today hosted a briefing of FEMA and emergency response officials on preparations for the Atlantic hurricane season, which starts tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A deer farm in Sauk County is closed after a 10-year-old doe tested positive for chronic wasting disease. There's no word on how widespread the infestation is. The 22-acre deer farm will stay closed while state and federal officials look into it. Talks resume this week between Milwaukee leaders and state lawmakers working on the state budget. Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells the Milwaukee Rotary Club he likes the chances of new city and county sales taxes.
We're the only big city that does not have this additional tool, and so we're finally working to fix that. We're so close to getting something done there.
Johnson says the first new influx of money in 30 years will make Milwaukee a better and safer city. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Brewers last night 7-2. Julio Teheran starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've been joined by a fine guest live via Zoom. He's the very direct Matt Flynn, host of Matt Flynn Direct. You know, he leads into the greatest radio show ever, some people say. Not a half bad second choice, though, Matt. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Welcome back, buddy.
Hey, Matt. Good to be with you. Glad to be the lead-in for you guys.
Well, someone's got to scratch our bellies a little bit, get us ready for the show. So, man, how you been, man?
I'm a good man. I mean, I just got off the radio. Your show, for God's sake, at 4 o'clock. We had a great time. A lot of callers. Good stuff on the debt deal, you know.
Is that a done deal? Is it going to stick, man? I mean, it seems like they've passed a few of the procedural steps. Don't have a lot of confidence in the Kevin McCarthy as speaker. Is it going to be shepherded through? Is the will there?
I Yeah, I think it is. Muscow, Mitch McConnell said he thought it'd get through. Biden said he thought it'd get through. McConnell did. McCarthy did. The deal is this. A lot of the right-wing nuts in the Republican Party will vote against it. But Hakeem Jeffries has promised enough Democratic votes to get it across. It will get across. But there'll be a lot of trash talk tonight. It's going to be, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, 7:30 our time. So, you know, look for a lot of people posing for holy pictures and giving speeches. But it'll pass. It'll pass.
Well, the trash talking starts right now, Matt. First and foremost, it passed the procedural threshold of, what, half the Republican caucus don't want to blow up the full faith and credit of the United States. So, like, halfsies of the Republicans. Well, but if it had been less than half, then what, Speaker McCarthy's out on his arse?
Yeah, well, it was 7-6 in the Rules Committee, which is needed to get it out on the floor. All four Democrats voted against it. Two right-wing nuts voted against it. But one right-wing nut, Massey of Kentucky, who's a really strange ranger, voted for it. So it came out 7-6. The inside baseball is, if he'd turned around and screwed us, we would have had a Democrat or two join it. So it gets out on the floor. And McCarthy is certain, you're right, that half the caucus or more, you know. Now, remember, they have 222 votes. So he needs 112 to go along with it. And he's confident he's got it. So.
He wasn't so great at vote counting the last time through. It took him like 15 times.
No, he is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. It took him 15 times. That's right.
Matt, let me ask you a question. As this has been run up, this crisis manufactured by the Republicans to pull every lever and push every button that they possibly can to hold America hostage, the president was remiss that he couldn't invoke the 14th Amendment, perhaps because he didn't have enough time. But he brought it up more than once, Matt, and perhaps now, if this thing goes through, do you think that the president would challenge under the 14th Amendment the constitutionality of the debt ceiling limit? And should he?
Well, there's two things. I think that if he wins on this, and I think it would be a significant win for him, he's not going to try to test it judicially, because you have a Supreme Court with six tarantulas on there who will do whatever the Republican Party wants. And so it would be a hostile environment. But secondly, the inside baseball is, it was no secret in the White House that if McCarthy was unsuccessful in bringing this deal home, yeah, Joe would have invoked it simply because the alternative would have been a disaster. And then frankly, and I'll just say it here on your show, if the six tarantulas had said no, the 14th Amendment's not going to be enforced, he'd tell them, too bad. You don't get to tell me what's unconstitutional, and I don't get to tell you that you're acting unconstitutional. You know, it would have been a constitutional crisis. So I think we are lucky, and I'll leave it at that, that we have the most experienced guy with the most wisdom in the presidency in the history of the United States. He's been in since 1972. He knows how to do this stuff. He did a great job.
Matt Flynn, Matt Flynn Direct, host thereof, he's our fine guest. Your boy Joe, Uncle Joe, is really on a roll. I mean, this guy has been like a negotiating ninja, Matt. He has shepherded through a lot of big legislative deals, some bipartisan deals. And, you know, he comes away looking pretty damn good, all things considered. And I know some of my progressive friends don't like this hostage taking and some of the cuts being made, but it certainly beats a cataclysmic alternative, does it not, Matt?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And take a look at what he did. He did hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure, the CHIPS Act, all of this stuff produced $222 billion in private investment. And every state and 4,500 communities has a, you know, either an airport or roads or water systems. This guy is an historic president. He's just not flashy. But if anybody at a cookout goes, oh, well, you know, the economy is no good, unemployment is lower than it's been since the Vietnam War. People are making money, and we're fighting inflation better than anybody in the world. And this guy, with 51 Democrats, and one of them is Sinema, who's not a Democrat, and one's Manchin, who's not a Democrat, and hostile Republicans, brings home the bacon. Seriously. There's no other guy that I ever knew in the presidency who could have done it.
What about shepherding it through the U.S. Senate, Matt? And you talk about the dynamic, the math over there. You still got to get through some treacherous waters, if you will. Do you think the U.S. Senate, do you think there's more reasonable U.S. senators? I mean, I worry about the Ted Cruz's of the world.
No, I know what you mean. But Moscow Mitch has come out and said he's for it. And he wouldn't say that if he thought it was in jeopardy. There are two guys that say they're going to try to crush it. One of them is this guy, Lee from Utah, who's really bad news. And the other one is Rand Paul, who's bad news. But remember, 60 votes can override all that. So, yeah, you're right. Schumer's going to need, well, he's going to need Sinema and Manchin and then nine Republicans. And, yeah, Thune of South Dakota. A lot of these people have signed on. They're not going to leave Moscow Mitch out to dry.
Now, Matt, this is a little bit of inside baseball by a political junkie like yourself. And, you know, I'm absorbing your expertise here. But why do you think the American people don't see the successes of Joe Biden? I mean, they're not giving him the benefit of the doubt. He is low in the poll numbers. I mean, if you believe some of the polling right now, he's trailing Donald Trump in national presidential polling. Matt, with his series of accomplishments. And I started as a Biden skeptic, and I think he's overachieved relative to, you know, the lot that the world handed him and history handed him. But why do you think the American people don't see it that way?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First of all, there's an old adage in Washington is if you want a friend in this town, get a dog, because nobody is grateful. Nobody gives a damn what you accomplished. And that's true of presidents in general. Harry Truman was down to 25% approval at one time in his presidency. So the fact is that people aren't sitting around like history freaks like we are going, I'm so grateful to this guy. I mean, they don't do that. However, when it comes to Biden Trump, I mean, Trump's a criminal. Trump should be in prison, quite frankly, and he would get us out of NATO. And he's afraid of Putin because Putin has the goods on him and he's on the take. When you get into a general election, these polls, what, 2 years out, a year and a half out, don't mean anything, in my judgment.
Well, I certainly think the specter of another Trump presidency would scare a lot of people that currently don't support Biden, but would right. certainly support Biden over Trump. But what happens? What happens, man? Because we see Chris Christie's jumping in the race. Whiny bitch-voiced Ron DeSantis has jumped into the race. Tim Scott's
Pence
in the
has
race.
Announced Pence is coming into the race.
And, you know, the eagerly anticipated declaration, the one that everybody's been waiting for, Mike Pence entering the race on June 7th with a pledge, I believe, to hang Mike Pence, something like that, you know, to satisfy the MAGA voters. He's going to hang himself in effigy to try and satisfy the Trump base, but it's still Trump's party. But what if?
Well,
what if the indictments so wing this guy that he doesn't win the primary and it is a 44-year-old, relatively at least vibrant physically, Ron DeSantis. You know, we draw quite a contrast.
Well, Ron DeSantis eats pudding with his fingers. He thought it'd be a good idea to fight the House of the Mouse, okay? The guy's an idiot. He's not going to last. He's not going to be the nominee no matter what. Pence... they had a gallows. They built a gallows to hang him. They didn't build that gallows that day. It takes some carpentry. They were out to hang the guy. And then you have Christie, who closed a bridge because the Democratic mayor wouldn't endorse him. And an old gal died. I'm not kidding. In an ambulance on the way to the hospital. She was 90. She had a heart attack. And she got held up on that bridge. And his excuse was she would have died anyway because she was 90. You think these people can't be beaten? Are you kidding?
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct. He's on, what, 3 to 4 preceding this fine show. We appreciate it, Matt, and appreciate you sticking around. Let's talk about what you see as Trump's biggest exposure as it stands right now with the multitude of investigations and indictments, et cetera. Matt, where do you think he's most vulnerable? What comes down first, in your opinion?
Well, I think, you know, obviously Bragg has him in Manhattan, but that's kind of inside, but, you know, that's not going to do it. But I think that what it is apparently these documents, he deliberately hid them and then he showed them to people, which is a violation of the Espionage Act, number one. Number two, this Jack Smith, I think, is a tough cookie. But number three, remember one thing. If he's the nominee, let's say he's the nominee and he doesn't get convicted, he's going to take us out of NATO. He's going to take us out of NATO. He's going to betray Ukraine. There's a lot of people in the business community and in the Republican Party are not going to put up with that. This guy shoots his mouth off all the time. He's essentially a criminal, and nobody wants him in as president again. And they look at Biden. I think Biden beats Trump. And I'm not all that worried about DeSantis and these other people. They don't have anybody any good.
So you think Trump makes it to the election? We already have the trial date set for Bragg. I believe it's next March of 24. Charges from Fannie Willis are imminent. Just stand by, Matt. They're going to be imminent. They're
early August.
Very soon, but that'll be now. We've nailed down apparently some time, perhaps in early August for that. But that just is an indictment. Of course, there's no trial attached to that. I mean, how do you think this thing plays out if there's a trial next August? With Bragg, and now we're getting close to the election with these other ones dropping. I mean, practically speaking, Matt, how does this play?
He should have been tried a year ago. The longer you bump up to an election, politically, you're not going to get away if he's the nominee with what, arresting him and bringing him into court next August? That's ridiculous. This should have been done before. I think he may be the nominee simply because these other clowns go nowhere. They have no name recognition. Nobody likes him. And if he is, he gets very, very hard to indict. The closer you get to the election.
But Matt, I mean, don't you think perhaps one of the reasons that the others are jumping into the race is because they recognize that Trump, well, he's might be vulnerable and he's got a lot of headwinds.
People run for president for different reasons. Christie's running to be the vice presidential nominee. So is Scott. Haley's running for any kind of a job in a cabinet. The only guy who thinks he can be president is DeSantis. And I've never seen anybody more tone deaf politically than Ron DeSantis.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest. He is Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct, but he's also got a political resume of his own. He is the twice elected Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin, and he ran for governor, as many, many others did in that particular race.
His name is Crudy. That's...
Matt, let me ask you, any of these Republicans going to have the courage to hop in the field and lose to Tammy Baldwin?
Well, you know, the guy that they're secretly hoping for is Gallagher. Ever since he got the holy gavel from Mel Blanc over in the Marshfield Museum, and this is a guy who is standing up for this obstruction by McCarthy on the debt limit, which has hurt us with China. It's hurt us with Russia. Biden had to cancel his trip to Australia and Papua New Guinea to shore up the base there. And the clown is the head of a China committee. Hey, the way to beat China is not to divide our country by the debt limit, okay, guy? So I think he may be afraid to run. These other ones, come on. I mean, who? Hubby or I don't know. Who are these guys? Who knows? Nobody ever heard of any of these guys.
No one ever heard of. Well, come back.
Who?
Y'all heard of our buddy. He's Matt Flynn. He's sort of direct. Man, you got one more segment in you, fella, or is it nap time?
I'll do another one.
All right.
With that sort of invitation to more trash talking, come on back. We are the Devil's Advocates. He's Matt Flynn. You're listening to at least two or three of the top radio show hosts ever.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. What is she?
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 62. Southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 87. Lows level off around 61 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Temperatures well above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you check us out on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio. Of course, check out the podcast and interviews at civicmedia.us and click on the programs. Look for the Devil's Advocates.
Dominic, we got a fine guest. He stuck around for us. He is Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct, the twice elected Democratic Party chairman of the great state of Wisconsin, gubernatorial candidate Matt Flynn. He made it all the way to the
on this panel. Come on.
a super majority of the panelists were gubernatorial candidates, at least briefly in the 2018 campaign. Matt, thanks for sticking around. You know, we've seen a shift in the tides here in the great state of Wisconsin. David Siders dropped an article in Politico. We talked about it because I got quoted briefly, and there's some very sexy photos of me in the Politico piece. But the conclusion is effectively Wisconsin has turned blue again. And in no small part, Dobbs, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the fact that abortion is illegal in the state of Wisconsin, Matt, I think makes it impossible for any other Republican to win statewide election here until something is done. And I don't think that's an overstatement.
Well, here's the deal, though. Janet Protasiewicz was a good candidate. She won by, what, 10 and a half points? I mean, it was really quite a blowout. But, you know, Mandela Barnes lost. And in that same environment, they ran a kind of a Willie Horton type of campaign against the guy, you know, juxtaposing his position or his picture with the guy who killed the people at the Christmas parade in Waukesha and then darkening his skin, all that. They are capable of doing that kind of thing. So I don't count them out, but I
Matt,
think you're
Matt,
right.
Let me interrupt you for just a second, since I've already done so. A year ago at this time, in June, I was at the Democratic Party convention, and it was the Friday night when the Roe v. Wade was overturned. And basically, Mandela Barnes seemingly had a lead in the polls, but it was a thick field of Democratic contenders. There were, you know, outsiders like Tom Nelson, Outagamie County chairman, but then there were some well-financed candidates like Alex Lazary, and Mandela Barnes obviously was, you know, he won the primary, but not until Sarah Godlewski dropped out, not until basically the field was cleared for him. And Matt, I've always thought it was something of a strategic blunder because the climate changed suddenly with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but the Democratic Party didn't. And in fact, they handed people Mandela Barnes. And I love me some Mandela Barnes. But he may not have been the right candidate for the moment, Matt. And we'll never know.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. First of all, Nelson dropped out. And, you know, I know Tom. He's a good guy.
Well, Tom was out of money. That was a different circumstance.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing right. And then Alex Lazary jumped out. And then Sarah Godlewski. Now, if Alex Lazary and Sarah Godlewski had stayed in and campaigned hard at the end, I think you're right. I don't know what would have happened, but facts are facts. And Mandela ended up as the nominee. He was 7 points ahead in August. I mean, he really was. But then what happened is they trashed the Willie Horton type stuff. And that's what happened. So the Republicans are capable of anything. And they may try that again, that analogous kind of thing to Tammy. I don't know. But I think you're right. When I was started up in politics in the 70s and 80s, it was blue. It's one of the bluest states in the country. And then look what happened with Scott Walker. He's the guy. I mean, Tommy Thompson was basically a reasonable guy you could deal with. Scott Walker was the guy who turned it around and turned it basically Freedom Party, basically far right. And he gerrymandered in after 2010, and we are living with that.
But Matt, as David Siders points out in his piece, and I like to take a little skosh of the credit for the 82% turnout, more accurately, the 82% support in my hometown in Dane County for Janet Protasiewicz. That's enormous. But Protasiewicz would have won without Dane County. And that is what is almost shocking. The support for Protasiewicz across the state, you know, lacrosse, all parts of the outstate, she won without Dane County, Matt. And that is certainly a change in the complexity of the map. And we've got a presidential year coming up. And, you know, I can't speak to the Republican contender against Tammy Baldwin. But if we talk about the candidate of the moment and the overturning of Roe v. Wade, I mean, Tammy Baldwin's going to be nearly unbeatable in the Senate race. And I think any Republican is going to have a hard time, you know, riding Trump's coattails in 2024 in Wisconsin, man.
Yeah, I feel very good about 2024. I think Biden beats Trump. There's no sentiment for Trump, majority sentiment in this state. I don't see any Senate candidate. And whether the Tiffany, my God, I mean, if he got in, he'd lose 2-1. He's so bad. Hovde, no one ever heard of. And Gallagher keeps thrashing around. I think Protasiewicz, you know, I will tell you this, though. The Democratic Party really needs Dane County. Don't kid yourself. Dane County produces more votes in a Democratic primary than Milwaukee County. And Milwaukee County is a far bigger county than Dane County. It's essential to the Democratic Party. That said, you're absolutely accurate that Janet Protasiewicz won a lot of areas of the state that we normally hadn't. And I think that there is a realignment going on.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates. That's Matt Flynn, Matt Flynn Direct. Matt, thanks you. There's a couple more minutes left in the segment. I want to get your sense. Karee Pennybaker, one of the Democratic true electors, and a couple others are suing the fraudulent Wisconsin Republican electors. And this case will presumably go to trial, but this is a civil case and no criminal prosecutions at this point. We've heard from Dana Nussel, the AG in Michigan, pondering, considering going after their state fraudulent electors. What's your sense on the civil lawsuit? And do you think Attorney General Call should be stepping up his game and going after these fraudulent electors from Wisconsin?
Yeah, the civil lawsuit, I think, is in good shape. Frank Remington, I think, is the judge. I know Frank, and he's a good judge. However, remember something. The only prosecutor in the country going after fake electors is Fannie Willis in Atlanta. And she isn't even the attorney general of the state. I mean, what's going on? You know, I mean, everybody said, oh, I defer to Garland. Garland's not doing anything with the fake electors. None of them have paid a price. Absolutely. All of the attorneys general could file criminal charges tomorrow. And quite frankly, what's the defense? These people, they snuck into the Capitol. Voss and Fitzgerald ginned up a room for them. There's all these texts saying, don't tell anybody, you know, don't tell anybody. There's no prosecutions, only Fannie Willis, and she's not even an attorney general.
Matt Flynn, attorney, friend of the Devil's Advocates, host of Matt Flynn Direct, twice elected Democratic Party chair and gubernatorial candidate that didn't quite make it all the way to the governor's mansion. But I still admired your campaign, Matt. And, you know, you're a friend of ours. And I can't wait to get together and have a beer with you someday soon, Matt.
Look forward to it, my friends. Look forward to it.
Matt, all right, thank you, Matt. Be well. Come back, the rest of you. Hour two, the happier, happy hour. The Ron DeSantis has a whiny bitch voice Wednesday edition. More after this.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News.
App.
Hi, man.